My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program. It is so exciting. I love this program because of all the clips on the street that we're going to be showing you. The first one that we're going to throw to in just a moment is one where Todd White joined our team on the streets. We have Todd in fairly frequently to do meetings and just hang with us because we love him and because we get so empowered being around him. But he met these four girls sitting in an outdoor bar, and God moved on them so powerfully. Wait till you see what God did. That was an awesome, awesome love encounter. It was amazing. And so, like, how did it start out? Like, one of those girls was a student of science for years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, walked by and saw these four girls sitting there drinking and just having fun. And I asked him, you know, how you guys doing today? And I said, can we talk to you? And they're like, yeah. And I started talking to them about, like, what God's doing.
I'm a scientist. I go to school for clinical laboratory science. I'm
wow.
pretty much hippie. I believe in evolution.
Right.
But I believe God started evolution for a reason.
Right.
Because there has to be scientific evidence for everything.
She goes, and everything has an explanation. And I said, well, yeah. I said, well, I'm hearing that you got real back, that one of you got back trouble, and I think it's you. And she's like, yeah. Which one of your backs is messed up?
Backs?
Yeah,
nine.
Back. It's your back. Do you have scoliosis?
No.
What do you have?
Nothing.
You have something going on?
I don't know. I still
have
a lot of
pain. She's like, yeah, I do have back troubles. I said, this is awesome, because I knew she had a leg that was shorter. I said, now I'm going to pray for you, and Jesus is going to grow your leg out, and then I want you to scientifically explain what's going to happen next. Now, I want you guys to come and watch, because this will be so good. You want to stand right up here. Okay, here's what you sit there, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to give me your feet. Nope, you don't have to take off. Nope. Okay. Okay, so here's what I know. I know what I hear in my heart, and I'm hearing that one of your legs is shorter than the other by a significant amount, and you already knew that, right? Okay, so here, I'm going to give you something to figure out scientifically, because this will blow you away, because you're into science, and I think it's amazing that God's given you such an amazing mind. It's good. But right now, God's going to grow your leg out, because I'm going to command your bones to grow, and your ligaments, and your tendons. And your back's going to be healed and your leg's going to grow out. So that right there is amazing. And he loves you. Okay?
Okay.
You ready? Yeah. Okay. Jesus, thank you. Father, I thank you for growing out her left leg right now. Bones, ligaments, tendons, in Jesus' name. Get out here right now. Now you do me a favor. You scientifically explain what just happened.
No.
You can't.
No.
Because it's a miracle. Jesus loves you so much.
Thank you.
Yay, God.
Yay, God.
And then God started giving words of knowledge for each of the girls and touching each of them. And she's like, oh my gosh, that's really true. Your neck really is messed up.
Yeah.
Listen, which one of your necks is giving you trouble? Your neck? Yeah, right now.
Oh my God, that is so
no, watch, but watch that this. So now watch. I want you to scientifically explain this right now. It's on this side. Come here. God's going to completely heal your neck because he loves the mind. He does. It's just that sometimes our mind tries to get in the way of our heart because our heart can take its places our brain can never fit. Right? This is good. Okay. Just hang on. Lord, thanks in Jesus' name. Neck, I command you be healed because Jesus is Lord and he loves you so much. Come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Move your neck. Just don't say anything because, like, see, God's so impressed and so amazed by you. And then I said, carpal tunnel. And this one girl, she goes, I wish God told you about that. I said, you got carpal tunnel. She said, yeah, the one that's leg grew out. She came over and her wrist got healed. And nobody has a problem with one of their wrists right now.
I do when I do cheer stuff, but not right now.
You do. Is it both of them or is it just this one? Yeah. Daddy, thank you in Jesus' name. Wrist, I command you be healed right now. Carpal tunnel, I curse you and command you, let her go. In Jesus' name.
I wish you did that too.
Move your wrist. No, I'm hearing wrist. God will heal you right now. Come here. Come on. Kidding? Father, is it good? It's good. It's so good because he loves you and he's amazing. Daddy, thank you so much that you love her so much, God, that you just bless her, God, because she's an amazing daughter. Father, I thank you that right now her heart is so outgrowing her brain. Because you love her so much, God. Thank you for your daughter. Jesus, thank you for your daughter. Thank you that you'd care so much about them, God. Right here on the street, God. In Jesus' name.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called a miracle. Come on. It's the real deal. Bless you. And she was freaked out, drinking, but didn't know what was going on, except she realized Jesus is amazing and he loves her and he's supernatural. And it took her mind and moved it subservient to the heart.
And each one of those girls, four of them, in total, had a personal touch from Jesus.
Yeah.
It was awesome. He loves them so much.
That's amazing.
And it's such a privilege to be able to go out and just see life come like that. Just out on the streets. Jesus is walking the streets and looking to touch lives and transform them. And those girls will never be the same again because they've been loved to life.
Yeah. Can we just pray something in agreement right now? Lord, we just thank you in Jesus' name, God, that seed just is watered and is amazing, God. We thank you that they all become radical fire carriers of your glory, God. Fire carriers, radical believers that change the world in every field they go into, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh my gosh, I just love things like that. I love encounters like that. We're going to show you another one. We were out on the streets right one night and we're making prophetic jewelry and going and giving it out and having so much fun. And all of a sudden these two guys pulled up to the side of the road and got out. They're on their way into a dance club. And all of a sudden they just froze. They just stopped there and they looked right at Todd White and they said, "Hey, what's up?" or "What are you doing?" And I tell you, you don't ask Todd White what he's doing, because then he started just ministering to them and these guys had an encounter with Jesus. So we're going to show that to you, and you're just going to be amazed at what God did. It's awesome.
Be humble. I see an amazing God that stands behind anybody and everybody.
Wow.
Someone that, like, you do anything for anybody. You give the shirt off the back. Your mom raised you that way.
Yeah.
You're amazing.
Oh, wow.
That's a real good thing, man. It's really good. It's really true. I see music. Yeah, man. Yeah. Are you, do you play guitar?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You play guitar and write music, right?
Yes.
Okay. And right now, we have some songs that you really want to get out there. You have some originals right on. You have about four or five of them that are real solid, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that awesome, man? It's so good, dude. Do you have something going with your back, too? Do you have something going pain in your back? Do you have any?
Every once in a while.
Yeah. Do you have, have you ever gone to, like, chiropractors or anything like that? Nothing. No. What kind of work do you do? I see computers, too. I also see, like, a recording engineer. I see somebody could actually record and behind the glass, man, and just see people back there and to say, "Look, this one goes out, this one stays in." That's you, dude.
Oh, wow.
What are you doing right now? Like, what's your thing? What kind of, come on, man. Let me see it. He's a solutions architect. He's a media. That is so awesome. How's your shoulder? You have rotator cuff problems.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, this one. Come here, man. This will be really cool. You'll love this.
Yep, here we go.
Did you do sports thing?
Yeah.
Football?
Yeah.
Were you at tackle?
Yeah.
You were right tackle.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Is that good, man? It's good. Is one of your knees blown out? Did you blow one of your knees out?
No, but I did hurt one about a month ago.
Yeah. Is there still pain in it right now?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to love this. It's your left knee?
Yeah.
Yay! This will be so fun. You ready?
Okay,
watch. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Shoulder, I command you be made whole right now. In Jesus' name. Is it getting warm in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Raise your arm up, man. I guarantee it's done. It is. Let me see your left knee. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for this left knee being made whole right now. Every bit of pain, I cancel you and command you get out. And I thank you, Father, that you heal him. Because you love him and he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name. Bend your knee, dude. I guarantee that's crushed.
There's not even a click.
No click.
No click.
Squat down, man. Really check it, dude. Yay.
Okay.
Come on, dude. That's good stuff. Give me some love, man.
Wow. I am impressed.
Bless you, man.
Oh, thank you. Bless you,
too. This is so amazing. Your back's good, right?
Yeah.
But your back. I want to show you something. Sit right here for a second. Okay. Let me see your feet. This will be awesome. I don't know. What would you say that is? Where's your friend at? Come here and look. How much shorter would you say that is? About an inch?
Yeah.
About an inch?
Yeah.
And that's what's throwing your back out. It's so good, dude. Want to see your leg grow out? So cool. Ready?
Can you lean back so I get a little more leg? There you go.
Yeah. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Left leg, come out. Right now, in Jesus' name.
There it goes.
That's sweet. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
You're awesome. Which one of your wrists? You have one of your wrists.
Carpal tunnel on this.
Yeah, dude. Come on, man. Isn't that good? He loves you so much. He's going to crush it right now because he loves you, man. Look, I'll tell you how I'm hearing all this stuff in just a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You see. And you don't get headaches, right?
Not every once in a while.
Like right here?
Yeah, sinus.
Yeah. No allergy stuff.
Allergies.
You have that?
Yeah.
Oh. Go here. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name, God. Carpal tunnel, I curse you and command you, get out right now. Right now, in Jesus' name. Should be getting warm in there.
Yeah, I'll grab.
Move your wrist. Good?
Yeah.
Any pain at all?
No.
Come on, man. That's good. Your hands. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for allergies being crushed. No more headaches. God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Claritin. Do you take Claritin?
Holy yeah.
Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for no more Claritin, God. In Jesus' name. Papa, thank you for brand new, God. In Jesus' name. Sinuses, be clear right now. Allergies, I curse you and command you to get out. In Jesus' name. Is it tingly right here?
Yeah.
Yay, dude. Okay, check this out. Remember when I said to you, when you came up, man, I said about, you know, that you're Christian? See, the eye is the lamp of the soul. You were raised when you were really young, too. There was some stuff in your background, some Sunday school stuff when you were a little kid, man. Right on. But when you got to be about 12 years old, you kind of said, no more. Now watch this, dude. This is really good because God knows your whole life. So watch. I was a drug addict for 22 years, right? And Jesus came in and set up camp in me and changed my whole life. So now Jesus didn't just pay a price to get us to heaven. He paid a price to get heaven into you. And heaven we get to. But he paid a price to get heaven into you. He preached the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you guys come up and say, what are you guys doing? God so loves you, dude, that I have a relationship with him. And he spoke to me about both of you dead on. How many different things?
Everything.
Come on, man. He loves you so much, man. I just want to say, I want to say I'm sorry on behalf of some of the stuff that you've went through as far as the hypocrisy and the stuff that was kind of banged on you a little bit. And I want to apologize for that, man, because Jesus would have never done that to you. He loves you so much, dude, and you're amazing. You have amazing future, dude. Amazing. I promise you, man. It's going to be really good. It's really good. Look, let me ask you. Like, when you grew up, you didn't grow up in a Pentecostal kind of church. Did you grow up in, like, a Catholic kind of church?
Nothing
at all? What were your parents when you were younger?
My mom was Lutheran.
Lutheran? Mm-hmm. And
my dad was nothing.
Nothing at all. Okay. Well, first of all, I'm going to ask you this, and this is so good. You've heard the story about Jesus. You've heard the crucifixion. You've heard the resurrection. You've heard that stuff. What happened today, the reason why it happened is because he was crucified and he paid a price to get us completely washed clean. Completely washed clean. He paid a price also for you to be healed. All this stuff happened because before he hung on a tree, what he did was he went through massive beating. Did you ever see the movie The Passion?
I've heard about it.
It's serious, man. He went through all that stuff, right? And when he went through all that stuff, he paid a price for your body to be healed. And when he ascended, on the third day when he came out, 40 days later, he ascended. And what he did was he sat at the right hand of God. And Holy Spirit was poured out. And what Holy Spirit does is he comes down, makes his home in the heart of man, so that you can live with heaven flowing through you all day long. This is exciting.
This is exciting.
Now let me ask you, this is for real. Would you not like to have this flow through you on a constant basis?
I'm being serious, man.
Crazy.
Wouldn't it be good? Come on, man. You ready? Come on, man. Ready? Come here, dude. Pray with me, okay? It's so easy, all right? It's so easy. It's simple. It's a free gift. He paid a price. All you do is say, okay, I'm ready. I swear that's as easy as it is. Watch. Just pray this.
Lord God,
I'm asking you
to come in
right now. To wash me clean. And to teach me who you are. Holy Spirit,
I'm inviting you
right now into my life to be the dominant force. To teach me who you are in me and who I am in you. I give you my life today. And I'm asking you, make it what you want. I'm your man. Lord Jesus, I believe in you and I want you to show me what it means to be a man of God. In Jesus' name.
Light Belongs in the Darkness was inspired by actual experiences outside the church, in the marketplace, on the streets, where we learn to overcome all intimidation and release the power of God through prophetic words, healings, and miracles. You are called to do the same.
Go!
Sow into evangelism outreach today. For your donation of $25 or more, we want to send you my book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, along with a powerful DVD, God on the Streets, full of actual divine encounters. With these tools, you'll be filled and equipped to reach the lost through the power of God.
Donate today. To donate by phone, call 866-980-5464 and mention offer number 213. Or go online to the store at xpmedia.com under television offer number 213. Donate today.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
One of the ways that we reach out to the lost is through what we call the treasure hunts. And many of you as viewers are very familiar with what a treasure hunt is. We've had like Randy Clark and Bill Johnson, other ministries have been moving in this expression for quite a while, and we have for the last year or two, and we just love it so much. But we went on a treasure hunt in Thailand at one of our schools, and it was remarkable. So let me explain to those of you that don't know what a treasure hunt is, what it's all about. First of all, the Bible says that God will give us the treasures of darkness, the secret wealth of hidden places, so that we will know that it's He that calls us by name. So we know that there's treasures or people that are souls that He loves. That's what we call the treasures out there. They're out there, and He just wants to go and collect them because they're His treasures. He wants us to go and love all over them. So He knows where they are, what they're doing, what they need, and we don't. So what we do is we wait upon Him, sometimes individually or sometimes in a group, and we'll say, Father, would you give us a clue so that we can go out and find your treasure? And then we wait on God, and we'll write down whatever clues He gives us. Kim Hathaway, who's one of our team leaders and itinerant ministers, and is also the head of our intercession here in Phoenix, she led a team out on the streets one night, and they waited on God and got all their clues. And it was amazing. They got led to prostitute number 63. And God had told them all about this gal and how to reach prostitute number 63 before they ever went out. They just followed all the little clues. And Kim's going to explain to you all the clues that they got. Well, then they had this amazing encounter, and we'll show you the clip, and Kim will explain it, and you'll see the little pathway that they took. They met this girl, and she eventually got saved. We took her to a banquet, and she got saved and started turning to the Lord and walking with the Lord. It's amazing. God's treasures are out there all over the place. If you've never tried a treasure hunt, I highly recommend it. We love it in our team. And it's fun. It's just playing a game with the Father, with the thing that means the most to Him. The souls that are out there just waiting for us to reach Him with His love heart, with bold love. You can do it, because Jesus said, if you're a sheep, you hear His voice. He said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow. So if you take time to listen to the voice of the Lord, listen for His clues, and then go out with Holy Spirit and follow. It says in the Bible that the Holy Spirit's been given to us as a helper, as a paracletos, the one who comes alongside to strengthen, to support, to lead, and to guide. And He'll go with you every single time. So here's Kim now to share with you how their little outreach turned out as they went in bold love to go find prostitute number 63.
In our particular treasure hunt, we got airplane, we got rock, we got a fountain, we had pizza, we got pink. There were several people who got the color pink, and they even had one clue to where there was a young girl dressed all in pink who was very sad. We had the number 63. Oh, we had a espresso cup or a coffee cup, and then we had pole dancers, and then we had lady boys. So all of these clues together, we put them, we took them with us, and as we stepped out, literally the way was paved. We saw an airplane right off the bat across the street from the hotel. The next thing we saw was a fountain. The next thing we saw was the color pink, and there was an arrow that literally led us to the street that we were going to be ministering on, and then another arrow, and then we saw an advertisement for pizza, and then right after that was another arrow pointing the way to the street we were going on, then another pizza sign that said more pizza this way. And so as we were walking, we follow all these clues, and we come to this huge pink taxi. It's all pink. And so we said, okay, God, this is beginning to get more and more fun. So as we go, we even had a sign that was said cafe. One of us was given a cafe sign. So we stop right in front of this cafe, and it's Rock Cafe. And there's a young girl in there who is dressed all in pink, who is very sad, and we're able to minister Jesus to her. Then we go on to our next place, and we see another sign that had a name, but at the end of the name it was Rock. And underneath that sign, there was a cup of coffee, which was another one of our clues. And outside of this club were two lady boys. And across the street was pizza. So we said, okay, God, we're in another one of these divine places that you have for us to go into. So we knew we were going to have to enter into this club. As we entered into this club, there were pole dancers. I've been on many outreaches, but I had never been kind of into this atmosphere to where it was literally in my face. We noticed that the girls had numbers pinned on them, and we looked up and one of the numbers was 63, and that's one of the clues that we got on our treasure hunt. We were able to sit down, and even she said cheers with our bottled water, and we were able to share the love of Jesus with her. We were able to tell her that, I know it was a little uncomfortable for her, us two women in this area where there's mostly men that come in, so I know our curiosity was probably up, is what do you want from me? And we let her know that we didn't want anything other than just to share Jesus with her, and we asked her if she knew had ever heard of Jesus, and she said she had read a story about Jesus, and it made her feel very warm. It made her feel very loved. And so we were able to share how loved she was, that Jesus loved her so much that we were on a treasure hunt, and what that we described what that meant, and that she was the treasure that Jesus came to find. He sent us to find her, to share the love that he had for her, and we were able to win her to the Lord. She got saved before we left, and we were able to establish some relationship with her. We thought that we were through ministering to her. She accepted Jesus the very night that we ministered to her, and she felt the love and the presence of God. But that it didn't stop there. This young lady was able to buy her out for the whole day and evening. And we were able to spend the evening with her, the whole afternoon also, and were able to pray with her and minister to her. She said she had never felt so much love. She had never been so happy in all of her life. She went to the banquet. She had the most wonderful time. And now we have a contact person for her locally that she's been back and forth texting on the phone on a regular basis. And so now she has somebody here that we can actually keep in contact with her and keep up with her to disciple her and to see her come to total freedom. She's precious. She's full of joy, full of life. And God has a great plan for her.
Light Belongs in the Darkness was inspired by actual experiences outside the church, in the marketplace, on the streets, where we learn to overcome all intimidation and release the power of God through prophetic words, healings, and miracles.
You are called to do the same.
Go.
So into evangelism outreach today. For your donation of $25 or more, we want to send you my book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, along with a powerful DVD, God on the Streets, full of actual divine encounters. With these tools, you'll be filled and equipped to reach the lost through the power of God.
Donate today. To donate by phone, call 866-980-5464 and mention offer number 213. Or go online to the store at xpmedia.com under television offer number 213. Donate today.
Visit the online store and feed your spirit with biblically based resources. Go to xpmedia.com.
You can help Patricia King reach millions with the love of God by donating to the new Studio Building Fund. Partner with us today. Donate online at xpmedia.com or call 866-980-5464.
No, God is moving on the streets, and he wants to use you. He wants you to be one that spreads his everlasting love to everyone. And as you do, remember this, he loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. We'll see you next time.